up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 1025. In this episode, I'll discuss an alternative definition of oliguria. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode1025. And now, on to the episode. The commonly used definition of oliguria is a urine output of 0.5 mLs per kilo per hour or less over a six-hour period. However, some small studies have suggested that this definition of oliguria is too liberal. To bring clarity to this clinical issue, a group of authors published a study in the journal Clinical Care designed to determine the optimal threshold to define oliguria in critically ill patients. The study was a retrospective cohort that analyzed over 15,000 patients. The data was split into a training set and a validation set. In the training set, the authors developed multiple models that examined urine output over 3, 6, 12, and 24 hours and compared this to 90-day mortality. These models were then applied to the validation set of data for evaluation of their performance. The authors found that the relationship between minimum urine output and 90-day mortality was nonlinear, and there was a clear inflection point where mortality increased below 0.2 mLs per kilo per hour for the 3 and 6 hour windows and 0.3 mL per kilo per hour for the 12 and 24 hour windows. When the authors considered a threshold of less than 0.2 mLs per kilo per hour over 6 hours for oliguria, the proportion of patients with an episode of oliguria decreased substantially to just under 25%. Unlike the traditional definition of oliguria, this threshold of 0.2 mLs per kilo per hour or less over 6 hours identified a population with a higher predicted 90-day mortality, making this new definition clinically useful. The authors concluded the widely used cutoff for oliguria of 0.5 mL per kilo per hour over 6 hours may be too conservative. A cutoff of 0.2 mLs per kilo per hour over 3 or 6 hours is supported by the data and should be considered in further definitions of oliguria. The article in this episode is a selection from my Hospital Pharmacy Academy's weekly literature digest. Every week, Academy members are provided a summary curated and explained by me of the top hospital pharmacy-related articles published that week from over 20 major journals and sources to save you time and keep you up to date with the literature. To get immediate access, go to pharmacyjoe.com/academy. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.